The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
I would consider that intro song to this program as timely as ever. Oh, what's that? You want to open up her mic now? What'd you say, Des?
Apropos.
Yeah. Two people. I know you're a creature of habit, but now we got...
Okay, let me tell you. Let me
Wait a minute. I got to remind people that this is the National Intel Report, as if they didn't know.
This is the National Intel Report.
Yeah, hosted by me. And it's now the...
John Stantmiller.
Yeah, the 22nd of June, 2020. And I've got Desi. When was the last damn time that you and I did a show together?
Oh, 100 years ago.
Oh, at least. At least. And you have taken the bold measure in order to slow these creatures' roll down of filing a lawsuit on racketeering and terrorism. Let me give you the... Where'd you get this definition of terrorism? Okay. It's the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians in pursuit of political aims.
Yeah. I'd say it fits. What do you think?
Especially when they're the political arm that's got the political aim. And what I was saying before the top of the hour break, does, if we would have had national health care here, there would have been all kinds of mandates and dictates, and you're going to do this and that, and by the way, we got all your records, and we're snooping and pooping on everything. And what was simultaneously supposed to happen, if not before, not after, was they were there to get the guns just in case we found out how bad we were being scammed. We'd have no way in which to really put a effective resistance, let's say, back in their face. So you filed this lawsuit when?
A week ago, last 2 weeks ago, on a Monday.
All right. And the lawsuit, I want you to go into this lawsuit in detail, and I'll shut up and let you go.
Well, it's I'm just accusing, I'm saying they're an enterprise, that the three of them make up an enterprise. Of course, they're only an arm of the other enterprise, like Dr. Fauci. Look at him. He's out of an agency. He's our monarch of that agency. One man in this country can change all policy. Anslinger is the one man that made marijuana illegal and kept it so for all these years. And it's God's weed. I mean... And it has medicinal purposes. But one man, Anslinger, because he was working for the FBI when they had Prohibition, and he saw that Prohibition was going to be lifted, so he knew he was going to be out of a job, so he created a job for himself. Do you know how often that happens? Every time I turn around, I hear, oh, I heard Larry Summer on the radio the other day. How many positions has he held in Washington in the last 20 years? They have 100 that play musical chairs, and they're all in charge. It doesn't change. We don't get fresh blood. We don't. We just have the same
thing. But here's an unelected guy setting policy for supposedly the White House.
But he's an expert. That was the rationale for the agencies.
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, he's an expert on infectious diseases and whatever.
He's doing too swell.
Well, he's still unelected. This still is not even within the confines of the law.
But in what this country has morphed into, which is an administrative government, election doesn't count. Those are the figureheads.
Okay. So you're going to demonstrate to me again, and I hope you'll keep doing it until the cows come home, that this administrative government doesn't have any constitutional power to order you to do this.
Well, they have no power at all, and they only have the rules and regulations, and they only apply to the rules and regulations of those that belong to that agency, like OSHA or SEC, or have licenses. Licenses are a biggie. A license, they can jerk that sucker anytime they
like. And what did we see? In any town, USA, because the businesses weren't going along with the shutdown, or they were violating
ABC.
Different phases of opening. A hairdresser in Dallas, classic example. She said, "No, I'm not going to shut down." Well, they threatened to what? Revoke her business license. Mm-hmm. Something that's illegal until you get the state permission to do. Why? Since when is it illegal for me to be involved in enterprise for profit?
Since we had administrative agencies. and you signed the application voluntarily
and you signed away your rights and you acknowledged.
You really can't sign away your rights, but you can sign away, you can sign a contract with them that they can come after you at any time if you infringe your contract. I mean, it's sneaky. It's never, never full disclosure on anything.
Okay.
So here's the deal. These people that call themselves the government that sit at the governments are instituted among men to do one thing, and that is protect us and protect our rights. And they're instituted among men, and we give them the power to operate, and they sit at the control of, at the consent of the governed.
Whoa. Not my consent.
You're not consenting right now, but that government only sits at the consent of the governed. And if the governed, that's us, because we are the ones that gave them the power. We snatch the power back. We have the right to abolish him or create a new government. That's what's in the Declaration of Independence. Because
creating a government, to me, is not creating a government. It's a restoration project.
It's getting rid of all the bums that are in the government now, and let's just lead our own life. I mean, we've got a few managers.
And keep your hands off my itty-bitty, because it's taken me years to collect my little pile. And they keep wanting
to take it. That's right. That's protecting our rights, our property and our rights. But there's a little thing called the Constitution, and in that Constitution it says, Article 6, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything to the Constitution or laws of any state, to the contrary, notwithstanding. Then we have the senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation. That's written. That's not holding your hand up in a room. To support this Constitution. But no, okay, so they made the Constitution, then they set up a Congress. The very first act they did in Congress was to talk about the oath. It was so important, that oath, that was the very first act of the Congress, the first Congress. It's on at 1 Stat 23. And it says that everybody shall, as it says in the Constitution, they have to take the oath, and they clarified what that oath shall be. And it says, I, Desi Andrews, swear I will support the Constitution of the United States. Support. And there's not one single, I have not found one, and I've made a pretty extensive study, there's not one single person in this, officer sitting in any position in this state that has an Article 6 oath. It's mandated by this Constitution. That's why I'm in federal court. And when I say to Judge Yackel, he's not an officer of the state, uphold the Constitution, Judge Yackel. That's my plan.
Did you file this in the state court or
federal? Oh, it's federal.
Why is it federal? So you can flip the...
Because they're the ones with the RICO.
Okay.
And I'm asking a guy with the robe on that's pals with... I mean, because it's a federal issue. It's a constitutional issue. I went to federal because it's constitutional. They took your liberty. I mean, it's the First, the Fourth, the Fifth, and Eighth Amendment violation. A First Amendment violation. You have no right to redress.
So we're going to go back to federal court for redress of what the state has been doing. Why not the state court?
because the state court won't police its own. I'm hoping that the federal court will have to be. I mean, this can go to the Supreme Court because this is wrong. What they're doing, they're an enterprise. They're engaging in an enterprise. You have to have an enterprise in a RICO action. They're all co-conspirators and they're acting together. I didn't sue anybody outside my own little county here because that's too many. But I do mention in the suit that they are in cahoots with Dr. Fauci. They took orders from him, who's the head of an agency. And they rely on his expert opinion. Well, good for you, because maybe if you'd relied on taking a constitutional oath, we could get back to what's real here.
Seems real enough to the people out there that are not getting news from anybody else except the conduit of propaganda.
Here's what I'm doing. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, you know, I see all these people. I watch everything that Rashad Buttar puts out. I think he's marvelous. I listen to Judy Mikovits.
Yeah.
She's great. I mean, there are so many good people out there that are in this fight that are all over on whatever that media is, YouTube, I guess, or they're making videos that are watched, and they have an effect on people. And I would have to be on so many videos or radio programs to make a difference for this thing to count. What I have to have are people to help me. They have to help me. They have to support me. When I first came to Austin, we used to have a congregation of people, and we'd say, "Hey, Duffel has a court case over here on a traffic ticket." 15 people would show up, 10 at the least, would show up, and when they sat in that courtroom, it has a big ass impact on that judge.
Because the court of record is actually being a court of record and being witnessed by the people themselves.
That's right. It makes a big difference. So I had somebody over at my house and he said, "Why don't you do a GoFundMe?" And I said, "I'm not trying to raise money." And then it occurred to me, you know, Trump sends out things all the time to raise money. And I'm thinking, and I get them secondhand because they go to the guy that sends me your stuff third hand. I think, why? Trump doesn't need the money. And then it occurred to me, he's a smart dude. If he gets $1 from one farmer in Iowa, he knows that farmer is on his side. Those are the polls that Trump counts. He counts the support of the people who send him the little drab or little bit that they can. Those little things are very important because that's a vote for Trump. And no poll can take that away. And so Trump knows the heartbeat of this country by the contributions he gets. So if I'll set up a GoFundMe page tomorrow, and if I go to the GoFundMe and somebody sends me $1 or $5 or $10 to help with this fight, because this sucker will go to the Supreme Court. If they send me, I don't expect to win at this level because they never let me. They never let anybody win at the district court level. I mean, I hope I can. I hope Lee Yackel will follow the Constitution and...
Well, maybe, just maybe. And I have a funny feeling about this, Desi. No, it's just based on my opinion and observations. But what I'm starting to get the sense of, and it's already happening in the health field with all these state agencies, you got people that are quitting those posts in droves.
You bet.
And the pressure is being applied, and they can't stand the heat, so they have to get the hell out of the kitchen. But I have a sneaking suspicion that people have been involved in this scenario for all of these years are looking at this and going, what in the hell is going on here? I think now they're scared.
Well, I hope so, and I hope to scare them some more, because if 50,000 or 100,000 or a million people would come and say, "I support you," then those people are in my court, and those people are backing themselves. They're supporting their own cause, because not one of these people knows how to, very few. Nobody's filing a lawsuit against them. They're sending letters of complaint, but that doesn't do any good. They don't care about us anyway, but by God, I get a lawsuit and I get them in federal court, and if I can get to a discovery, they've had it, because I get all that stuff. I probably won't be able to, but I'm sure as hell going to give it a good shot. But Greg Abbott doesn't have any immunity, and Lee Yackel can't impose it on him. Because the first thing you have to have in a federal court is a federal oath that was filed when he took office.
The governor of Texas has been weakened physically. He's in a wheelchair. But I've seen a lot of people that have had physical disabilities and disadvantage, but he's not a cripple upstairs.
He's an attorney.
Bingo. Thank you for saying that. Mark in Florida. I'll make you the first caller of the day. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks for letting me in. I come in late. I didn't get the
Well, I don't know how much you missed. We've been here for an hour and 15 minutes.
I don't think we've gotten to the meat of the subject, Mark. Welcome.
Good. Well, I work midnight, so I apologize, John. The lady, and I didn't get your name.
Desi Andrews.
Desi, are you going with a habeas corpus?
No, I filed a RICO suit. Racketeering.
Okay. Because Hal Anthony, and he has a show, Behind the Woodshed, and he's a very intelligent man. Please write that down, Hal Anthony, Behind the Woodshed.
I know the site.
He's pointed out that there is no identified infectious agent that creates any scenario where anybody could lock down anybody.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. There isn't. There isn't.
So everything they've done is based on fraud. They haven't. There's nothing certified. So
Mark, what we talked about was the fact that I filed my lawsuit and I accused them of domestic terrorism because they have terrorized the population of Texas with their edicts. Would you buy that? Do you think the people out there are frightened? Do you think they got frightened by this drive to tell them how many deaths today and look out tomorrow and stay home or you're going to get it? Do you think that's what frightened them?
Yes.
Those are the people I sued, the terrorizers, the terrorists.
But they're also ignorant as the people that are following their orders.
Well, we can't change the ignorance of the people. They've been dumbed down systematically. I really can't even get into that because I can't. I never called them sheeple. I never called them anything. I just always said, thank you, God, for giving me my brain and my education because I'm not one of them. That's all I ever said. I'm luckier than they are.
And I've always, Desi, I've always given the, and to a lot of critics of me for saying this, is that how are you supposed to make up your mind? How are you supposed to arrive at any logical and true conclusions when the information is being kept from you? These people, and Charlotte Iserby absolutely agrees, they have been deliberately dumbed down. So I can't hold them accountable. I can't cite them for playing hooky and not attending class because they didn't even know class was in session.
No, nope, and they didn't know where the building was.
Yeah, so.
No, so what we have to do, Mark, is we have to get enough people who care about liberty and freedom to back other people who are trying to fight for it. Every one of these people like Judy Mikovits, Sidney Powell, every time I've seen him in an interview, I buy their book. That's all I can do to support them. I have to support when I buy their books, they're fascinating.
And we have been witness. I mean, look at this young black girl, Candace Owen. I look at this young woman, vibrant, intelligent, well-schooled. She very rarely do I hear her open up her mouth, and she's not absolutely based in fact. We have people out there, and they're not being held in any regard. Because you see, Desi, me being a white dude, I'm supposed to be at its core this systemic racism that's been in this country since we started. And I should hate people like Candace Owen because she's black.
Well, those people that are in Seattle, you talked about that rapper that's ugly.
Chaz.
Raz the Chaz,
okay. Whatever.
One of my favorite books is by Robert Rourke, and it's called Something of Value. And he says that when the missionaries went into Africa, Kenya specifically, and went into the jungles and told the people, you're all wrong, you've got to wear clothes, you've got to read our books, you've got to speak our language. Anytime you take away the basic core values of a people, they rebel. And there's always revolution. And they took away the core values of the American black people when they did the war on drugs.
Mark, if you got anything else, I'll hold you over. 800-313-9443. Is it time now to join the fight?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Do I still have Mark? Mark, any other comments or questions? Go.
I just wanted to mention that the a court in Ohio ruled in favor of the defendant of the Kalari Resorts, where they were shut down from opening their pools. But they agreed to the conditions of mask and 6-foot separations and things. They didn't challenge that there is no infectious agent.
Well, Mark, the things that go to court are they can only be judged on what's put before the court, and many times they don't ask proper questions.
Right,
it's not the proper issue.
Yeah.
Well, I'll listen and get your sites to contact you and things. And thanks, John, for letting me in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
One of the things that when I spoke to you was the issue that I didn't know that there was a federal court case in progress on fluoridation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had sent it to me. I did some research. I made some calls, talked to people that have been volunteering on the case for more than 5 years. And I asked the question, on what basis is this lawsuit? What I'm starting to feel is a lot of these cases are intentionally filed in order for them to get their desired result. And I'm not saying that desired result that
no,
you and
I... No, I understand.
It's to waylay a court case, a good court case, and make it a bad court case, get a judgment and say, okay, we've already covered that.
Oh, you're catching on. You've been to court more than I thought. Wow.
Well, I paid attention to people who've been to court like you.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah. Hey. So, let me take one more call before the bottom of the hour. And I want you to get into this court case, please.
Okay.
Okay. And if I have to leave the room in order for you to do this, I will. David in Ohio. Hello, David.
Hey, John. I have a question and a comment for your guest. And she's
Her name is Desi Anders. Do not forget about it, because if she's successful in this court case, you're going to know her name, whether you want to or
Great.
Not.
Great.
Okay.
She said that she loves this country, and I wanted her to, she could clarify what exactly she means when she says she loves this country.
I read the Declaration of Independence every day when I was a teenager, every night of my life. And that's my idea of the country. I love the principles upon which it was founded. I love the fact of how they came together and made those determinations to make the foundational documents that controlled this country for a long time before it was taken over. I love the premise of, I love the what this country should be. I love the people.
Okay.
I want them to be
free. I guess I agree with you about what you first said. I don't know if I love the people, because I don't even recognize the people today.
But if
I feel like I'm...
My heart hurts for those people. I ache for those people to think that they're walking around in such abject ignorance that they'd wear a mask. I ache for them.
And a lot of people are angry and upset because the government isn't functioning. And I had a little go around face to face with an individual that knew a little bit about everything and could put up a nice argument. But when I drilled down on him, what I found out, that his opinion was, this form of government no longer works, so we need a new one. Excuse me. We don't need a new one. We had a government in place, and it was working. But people were working overtime to put that government asunder and give us our new democracy.
What was your name?
David.
David, and I have a comment. I think the only way we're really going to take our country back is if we're able to establish like an American bank, you know, like something that President Jackson wanted to do back in the 1820s, because all the mechanizations we're seeing now and even prior to that are all based on who controls the money. We have a corrupted money system.
If we can get back to the Constitution, David, Congress controlled the money, minted it, and distributed it. So that's already taken care of. We just have to do away with the banks. We can't have central banks, because now we have no money. The money got taken away from us in 1933, along with all our property and goods. So, I mean, ostensibly, if you believe that, I don't believe that personally, but that's what happened. So, yes, it's a problem with the banks. We are controlled by the world banks.
Right. And do you have a website or anything where I can maybe get some information?
Oh, I have two websites, neither one of which I've kept up. I'm really bad about it. I'm not a marketer, sir.
Okay.
But I will tomorrow or the next day have up a GoFundMe site, and it'll be Desi Anders.
And you know, can you get somebody to help you with a website so you can keep people current? That'd be a good idea.
Well,
you're leaving footprints in the sand, but the waves are washing them away from people
I know,
can see it.
But I'm making places where they can go. I have a guy that's going to put up the documents in the court case so they can follow that.
Okay.
And I've contacted the webmaster to bring my websites up. I'm trying, David.
I'm impressed by you. And thank you, John, for having her on today. And good luck on your endeavors.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, David.
Bye-bye.
You know, when you really get down to it, Des, a country is its people. When the people are put down, what does it represent anymore? Real estate?
Sad, dejected people.
Of what we're seeing a whole hell of a lot of today. So I think they need a massive injection of hope.
They need somebody to put their arms around them and say, I love you, take the damn mask off.
Roll up your sleeve and bend over. Do you want regular or high test? We'll inject you with patriotism and hope, folks. Because patriots are always hopeful.
Gotta be. It's all we've got right now.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, one more to clear the decks here. Dave in New York. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello, John. Good evening. I find your guest is very well informed, and I'm glad to hear she is working on this regardless of her age. It's great.
You know, it's not the years, it's the mileage, and she admitted my odometer's flipped more times than hers has. So she's still a spry 80-year-old.
Takes a long time to get any wisdom, Dave.
Oh. Yes, and I think you're very clear on this. It's amazing. Now, we listened to Ralph Winterrude on this network as well, and he mentions the United States citizen, the 14th Amendment citizen, and he discusses that as a person which is an entity, a legal word person as entity. I don't know what you're thinking on that is, but there are other statuses like a citizen of the several states or simply living as a man or woman. It's very difficult to live as merely a man and woman rather than to be considered as something else. And we've been trying to find a way out. the exodus from this.
Well, Dave, the way out is I don't consent. We have to learn to teach people to, I mean, we have to teach people and they have to learn to say, I don't consent, because they sit at the consent of the governed. Go, please read the Declaration of Independence again. I cry every time I read it, and I read it a lot. And the 14th Amendment and the person and all that crap, that has to do with you need to know who you are, and you
yes.
get trapped into being a U.S. citizen. Are you a U.S. citizen? Well, I think I am. Maybe. Well, no. Come to think of it, I wasn't born in Washington D.C. But that's not the issue anymore. We are at a crossroad. We are at a crisis in this country. We're either going to go into the deep blue sea and be slaves forever, or we're going to come out and not have to worry about a U.S. citizen or a person. That's what I want. And
right.
One of the ways to do that is we can't vote anymore. We are ruled by the two largest corporations in America, the red team and the blue team. Those are huge corporations. People really think that we're ruled by corporations, but those are the two that rule us. The Democrat and the Republican parties have an agenda. They have split this country right down to the roots. I mean, it's a fight against the red and the blue. I won't even call them anything else but red and blue. And they've taken away our voting franchise because we're never, ever meant to vote for a party. And now, if you go to the polls, you vote for a party. And you don't vote for anybody.
I simply don't participate. I don't participate in that because they would consider me X, Y, or Z.
Then you don't consent, do you, Dave?
I don't in that respect.
Okay. When I get my GoFundMe up, which will be in the next couple of days, and I'll send the link to you go vote for liberty. You send me $5 or $10 or $20, and you vote for liberty.
No problem. I can do that.
That's what we need
to
do.
You're well worth it. but I have a question. Where are you going to have this hearing or whatever? This is in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, no. This is filed in the United States District Court, Western Division, Austin.
Oh, Austin, Texas. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way for me. Otherwise, if you were near, I'd love to come support you.
Oh, no, you support me by I can count you as a number on my side. That's how you support
yes.
me. You don't
yes.
have to be here physically. I want you to know that you
okay.
want liberty just like I want liberty, and I'll fight. I'll fight for you.
Okay. And do you have any sort of advice on how to not consent or be considered this situation, this citizen or whatever?
Well, anything you don't like it. If you think they're robbing you, if you're paying property taxes right, I don't consent. I don't agree. I mean, that's all you can do right now until we can get rid of the bums that don't have any authority or oaths to be where they are. But I saw a miracle in court once. My friend Ben Taylor was standing there, and the judge said to him, pick a date for jury week, either 2 weeks or 4 weeks, because he was going to – this had been going on for 3 years. They wanted him to get a license to make colloidal silver, and he wasn't about to. And so the judge said,
yeah.
we're going to go to the jury trial now. This is cost the state $400,000, and Ben said, not my problem. I didn't initiate the suit. And he said, well, we're going to get this resolved. You want 2 weeks or 4 weeks? And he said, I know you have the power to force me to go to jury trial, but I will not go willingly. Do you know what he just did?
He withdrew consent.
Not only that, he used the words they can't hear in court, force, because they rule by force, and it all appears
yes.
to be voluntary. When he stands there in court and makes that statement, I mean, the judge threw the towel in, and the judge said, here, stay ish, here, stay ish. What the judge just said to him, and I was flabbergasted because I speak German too, he said, he equated him to Martin Luther, because when Martin Luther was taken before the tribunal and said, we're going to send you to Rome to be put to death, or you take down those 97 letters, he said, I cannot. Here I stand. God help me. And God did, because they let him off. And so they always, always have to have your consent. And on anything you think is wrong, you simply have to say, I do not consent. Now they have to force you, and they cannot show force.
Good. The only caveat I have, I mean, a lot of good work in law is coming out of you and others, but what do you think? Have you looked at this DEAGEL.com, this military site that predicts the U.S. population to decrease by 81% to 54 million by the year 2025?
You know, Dave,
I guess in the world,
I have my own.
You know, I mean, if that kind of thing's happening, the whole, my gosh.
I can't worry about that. I can, whenever I get up every day, I look
on my. You're just fighting the fight you're fighting.
I look and I see what's the problem today, what's the solution. That's what I do every day.
David, by the way, two Pentagon officials have been, I guess they're self-appointed, that they're going to be in charge of the flu vaccines that are going to be mandatory in this country. So they're already lining up the military behind us.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen.
All kinds of things.
And so you don't want to give any energy to worry about something you don't have to. So.
Yeah. David, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
We only got 20 minutes left, and I've got caught.
I'm not going to explain to you this lawsuit, and the reason is I have charged them with domestic terrorism. I have put down the particulars. It becomes a legal issue. This is really, really, really legalese. And all the people have to know is these people don't have any authority, and I sued in Texas. Every single person in every single state needs to bring a lawsuit, but they won't because they don't. I understand that totally. Letters aren't going to cut it. I have to do this lawsuit, and I want it to have major, major, major publicity because this hurts these people, and it gives people hope. There is something to do. They can get behind me and support me and push me up the ladder, and it will sooner or later be held up in court. So, because their whole premise is wrong, they can't be doing that to us. They don't have any authority to do it, which is all in the lawsuit. They've used false numbers. There's no evidence for anything they're doing. They're subjecting to us to experimental medical tests. Trust me, take my word for it, you're never going to be forced to take a virus, okay? A vaccine. You have my word. I'll come and protect you personally.
Well, I reminded the Round Rock police that they're going to be asked to be involved in this because they're going to make the vaccines mandatory.
They're really not. It's a fear tactic. You cannot put. You remember Marsha that used to be on the show when I was on your network? You remember Marsha Dorr? Oh, she was incredible. She had a grandbaby, her first grandson. The mother was young and didn't know what she was doing. So Marsha went to Oregon and helped her with the baby. And she left, had to get back to California when the baby was 6 weeks old. And the mother took the baby to the doctor who said, you have to have a hepatitis shot. My God, you know, those are hard on adults. And the baby died, but before he died, you could see every blood vessel through his. It was an agonizing death. Mm-hmm. And that's a virus. That's a vaccine.
Yeah.
They are not for human consumption.
Well, none of these vaccines have had any safety, nothing.
They're not interested in safety.
No, they're not.
Interested in making profits from them and their tests for same or the tests they're doing now for the whatever virus they say. How about that exosome thing that came out the other day? I find that interesting. It says that when you get high radiation levels, your body naturally goes into detox and it spits out little things from your body when it's detoxing. And gee, they look just like that coronavirus. Isn't that interesting? And I look at where they're putting in 5Gs and the death ratio is higher than the places it aren't. I mean, we don't even know what the hell we're dealing with.
Well,
except these people don't have any authority to do what they're doing.
It's pseudoscience. And when they're not making up some scientific gibberish, they're proclaiming the authority to do it. And this is spelling out that they don't have the authority to do this.
They do not have the authority.
Think of this, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time in this country's history, you have non-elected experts of these agencies shutting down an entire country. Shutting it down. Now,
economic devastation. Well, unbelievable. But,
okay, I went back to my usual criticism here of 2008, 2009. That was the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. Nobody was charged, Desi. Nobody went to court. Nobody was found guilty. Nobody went to jail.
It's because it dealt with the banks.
It dealt with the banks.
They have immunity.
Yeah, they got immunity. Well, I'm not immune from their abuse.
Nope, you are not.
So what did they do? Okay, and then we proclaim the economy, it's the greatest it's been since Hector was a pup. and then we move the coronavirus in, and then we destroy the phony economy that was just barely recovering, and here we are. Do you realize, folks, the economic devastation, the taxation that they're going to lose by shutting this economy down, what do you think the socialists of America are going to do? They're going to go out there and try to get more money, rape, steal, and rob, to pay the deficits on stuff that they should not have been involved in the first place, that actually put us in this position. This is not even, I don't even consider this to be a circle jerk. This is self-fulfilling prophecy. It's the mega Hegelian dialectic. They cause the problem.
They cause it, and then they solve it.
Yeah, and then you're left with, you either comply or you're not patriotic, or you're threatening other people.
And then if you try to do something like me, you know, they'll call me names. They'll say I'm anti-this or anti-that. You know, who the hell cares?
I don't care.
The law, the supreme law of the land is on my side.
Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Good stuff today. I'll jump right into it. I'm in a group, and we've been studying administrative procedures for a while. Mm-hmm. And with COVID-19 popping back up and these contact tracing apps being put on people's iPhones, there's letters floating around that in one case, the local health authority of Williamson County, some doctor named Palazzo, sent a letter to a lady that said that she's within his jurisdiction and he has reasonable cause to believe you are ill with COVID-19. In this letter, he states that you are restricted to the residence at blah blah blah. You will not be permitted any visitors.
And who voted this guy into office? And what was his title?
And then he thumped his chest and said, "Meeking Kong."
That's it. So to make a long story short, what we're trying to look at is, Bessie, do you feel like a letter like this is actually under administrative procedures an offer of contract that can be rejected and sent back and then followed up with like a notice?
Oh, yes, and what you can do is you can answer that doctor and say, where do you get your authority? Let me know. And, oh, by the way, always put in a caveat. My son says the one thing he learned from watching the impeachment of Trump was they always, always, always use a caveat. So at the end, you always put in what you want. If you don't send it and you don't have authority, blah, 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 within 10 days. So figure out your own caveats. But, yes, you always, always challenge their authority.
Right. And then what we put on our notices like that is received and returned in timely manner. Your offer of contract is rejected.
Wonderful.
I don't understand.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Do you understand you're violating my constitutional rights? And then we are going to follow up with a letter, just like you say, where we accept the oath of office, and we want them to provide their constitutional delegated authority for this action. And we are they also operating within the scope of authority of their office? And we give them 30 days, and then we put in a default clause, like you're saying.
That's a cap. Yeah, that's really good. That's a wonderful answer. I don't choose to contract.
Yeah. We do that. So
yeah, that's
okay. I just want to make sure we're on the right track here.
Oh, you're on the right track, Wayne. You're doing all the good.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Wayne. He's one of the people I like hearing from.
Oh.
He's one of the callers that I know is from Texas, knows what's going on. He's trying to do the right thing. There are a lot of people that are trying to do the right thing, but they're not getting any traction because there's not enough people that know the right thing.
Go join me. I'll carry you.
By the way, I had a request here. Mark in Florida asked if you've got a GoFundMe site and email.
Thank you so much. What's his name?
His name is Mark.
Again, we've had so many.
Was the Mark that was on, but he had a question.
Okay. Oh, he had a question. Oh, yeah. No, but not yet. I will tomorrow or the next day.
So what's your email?
What's my email?
Yeah, what is your email?
Desi.Andrews@gmail.com.
Okay. And if you compile that little list and you do...
And I think this other fellow called me Bessie. It's Desi with a D as in doll.
So my point here is that when people email you, you can put them on a list and boom, in one fell...
Keep them up to snuff.
Exactly.
Yep, I certainly will. I promise.
I bet I've got somebody on the phone that's older than you are.
Who?
Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat.
He's not.
That's a she.
Oh, she's not. You're not.
I'm not old as I sound. Okay.
Yeah, my throat went too, Pat.
Well, it comes and goes. you said that when you vote, you're voting for a party. Well, they have changed the law in Texas. You cannot vote straight party. That Betho, that Irish guy with painted brown face, he always put vote Democrat, straight Democrat, on the bottom of his black and white signs when they're no good anymore. You can't do that.
Pat, how many parties are on the ballot when you go vote?
Well, usually two.
Oh, no, there's a third one that's been there for years.
But nobody ever pays attention
to
it.
See, the Communist Party USA has been on the ballot box for every election since Hector was a pup. And every damn time I saw it, I would ask the volunteers there in the voting precincts, why the hell do you have Communist Party USA, which is the antithesis of the Grand Republic here?
Because what's the difference between that and Republicans and Democrats?
None. All right, we got a break here. Tom in Utah, I'll make you the last call. Thank you for your call, Pat. We got to keep moving because we're just about flat out of time here. And while I'm thinking about it, tomorrow I've got Harley Schlanger on for 2 hours. And he's doing this from Germany. Figure out the time difference. I'm going to keep him up late.
Here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
By the way, there is a news story up, Ben Swan. It's posted on Republic Broadcasting. Folks, I don't post this stuff just for my health. This is, you can go to the website and you can email this to your friends. We gather and compile the information. Please pass it on. And this multiple highly regarded scientists who've studied the coronavirus say that the virus has been manipulated in labs to better attach to human cells. And it turns out research on that very thing was conducted here in the United States until the research was banned in 2013. And guess what they did? In 2014, the research appears to have resumed through funding to several labs in China through payments to EcoHealth Alliance. I would suggest you take a listen to his presentation and pass the information along to other people.
And guess what, John? The dude that did that, the professor from Harvard, was indicted last week.
Indicted for what?
For that.
Oh, indicted for telling the truth? Okay.
No, for mutating that virus in Wuhan, China. Our government is starting to move.
Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. We're almost out of time
here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, just very simple and short, since I'm disadvantaged with no sight, I'm 80 years of age, and I spent 40 years of my life doing field lab and disease identification and management. So I'm just simply, now your name is Dessie?
Dessie with a D, as in Delta.
D-E-S-S-I-E Andrews.
Where are you in Utah?
I'm in Bountiful, Utah, just north of Salt Lake.
Well, I'm from Payson.
Oh, excellent. Well, then maybe you've heard of me before. I've testified in our legislature, and I was a whistleblower in D.C., got blinded while I did that.
Oh, gosh.
So you know the Deseret News.
Oh, I do indeed.
Elaine Jarvik is my dear friend when I was working with her pseudo-doctor, Dr. Jarvik. But anyway, all I'm asking you to do is go to my website, poisoningthepoor.com. Poisoningthepoor.com. That would also be a link to that article, Elaine Jarvik, in the air. Give me a call, and I'll take you through my experience with the coronaviruses. I know them very well.
Okay. I would love that, Tom. Well, do I have your number?
It's on the webpage, or okay. Mike will have it.
Okay.
All right. Tom? I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I really do.
There will be, I'm sure, some useful information that Desi can glean from that. Thank you very much. Thank
oh,
you, Tom.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. All right, Desi, parting shot on this deal?
I need help, John. I need numbers. I need the 17th Amendment stopped us. That's what killed the votes for the state. It killed our states. It gave us two parties. It messed with the electoral system. It doesn't do us any good to vote. Vote for your freedom. Don't vote for a Republican or a Democrat.
All right. So you will give me the address for the GoFundMe site.
I will.
And her email is Dessie@Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, @gmail.com. Even if you don't want to fund her, just wish her well, wish us well, whatever, send her an email. How long does it take you? 60 seconds or less?
Thanks for listening, guys.
Well, I'm willing to listen to people that have been there and done that and are still fighting. Because this is about the educated numbers out there that we have. I want to thank you all for being here today, and please do not forget to support the network, folks. This is the transmission belt for our truth propaganda. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.